We're walking through a graveyard. I didn't actually mention what kind of which graveyard it was yesterday. What's the name of this graveyard?
It's Mount Jerome Cemetery.
And it's got lots of different sections, some very well kept, some, you know, quite run down because it went for a huge period of time where there wasn't a business kind of running it. Let's remember, death is very good business. And we're just approaching Sir William Wilde MD's grave, Oscar Wilde's father. I'm hoping that we will hear interesting stuff connected to the guy who it says on his grave that he was the surgeon occultist to Her Majesty Queen Victoria, but I believe that's just one of the jobs that he did partake in.
I'm going to give you a list of outside his house in Merrion Square last night. There's a plaque and I wrote down all the things he claimed to be. Okay, he was an oral ophthalmic surgeon, which is eyes and ears. He was an archaeologist, an ethnologist, an antiquarian, a biographer, a statistician, a naturalist, a topographer, a historian, a folklorist, and he also was the proud owner of the Polar Star, which was given to him by the King of Sweden, King Oscar. Beat that, okay? He went up to Sweden and he restored the eyesight of King Oscar of Sweden, and he was given the Polar Star. It's actually written here as well. Or the North Star, it's called here, okay? And he named his son Oscar Wilde after the King of Sweden. That's how Oscar got the name, okay? Now, he was also busy in the fathering stakes. He had three children by his wife, who was known as Speranza. She was a poetess. She was 6 foot tall. And he also had three other children out of wedlock, which he claimed they were called Wilson. And he actually paid for their education. One of them became a doctor and worked alongside him. So I don't know where he got the time to do all this, but he obviously made it, okay? So Oscar was his most famous offspring, and Oscar, as you all know, spent 2 years in Reading jail for homosexual activities, and he was released. He went to Paris. He changed his name to Sebastian Melmoth and had to go into exile in Paris. He was bankrupted by the Marquess of Queensberry, who was the father of Bosie, or Lord Alfred Douglas, the man he was having the homosexual affair with. Oscar died, unfortunately, in a cheap hotel room in Paris, of which he said, "I'm fighting a duel to the death of my wallpaper. One of us has to go." See, I knew I'd get a bit of humour into it somewhere. On his deathbed, Bram Stoker, his friend, sent him some money, and Oscar was given champagne, to which he said, "I'm dying way beyond my means," he said. So Oscar died 46 years of age, 1900, in Paris. Very sad death. His wife had left him and changed her name and took his two children with her, I should say.